When was your daddy born?
I believe that they were born October the 5th, 1880 or either 81.
Mm-hmm.
Because approximately 6 years before my father passed away, and going up after we were set free, they celebrated the 19th of June,
mm-hmm.
which we now call Emancipation Day.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and them love to see that day come for this big celebration. And later years, that was stopped. I don't know just the why, but the black people stopped celebrating the 19th of June. Well,
you mean here in Gatesville or just in general?
Well, in general, all over. They pretty well stopped it. But now it's coming back in. But back to my father and his twin, they loved it so well until before their last sister passed away. Some of our relatives come here because they knew that we always celebrate the 19th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So they come from out of Texas to Texas thinking that we were celebrating the 19th of June. They said that if they had known that we no longer celebrated, they would have gone elsewhere. So I have a cousin by the name of Mrs. Ruth Weatherly Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her husband was living at that time, so he and I got together and we told them if they would stay over that we would have ourselves the 19th of June, but it would be June the 20th because it was the 19th of June when we were talking about
mm-hmm.
this. So we had to have it the next day if we had anything. So we got together and we had approximately 75 of them.
Mm-hmm.
We did get together, and we had this little fair on June the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it was possibly in the 60s. I don't know whether it was 63 or 4, something like that. And then Aunt Betty Weatherly,
mm-hmm.
my dad and our sister, who is Miss Manning's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had such a beautiful time seeing us all over there at her place. We had it at her place on Mill Street across the Highway 36 here.
Mm-hmm.
She lived
mm-hmm.
up on the hill there. And my father was there, the twin, the brother, the other one. He wasn't with us. So she sat there and talked to my dad and watched us over there. And we had barbecue and other things, you know, that went with it, and cakes and pies and what's up. And talking with her, well, she sat there and she shed it, briny tears about it. She enjoyed it so.
Mm-hmm.
So she made the remark that she wouldn't be with us another year. And the Lord saw fit to take us, sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
The next year she wasn't here. So since she wasn't here, well, I got with Miss Manning's husband, A.W., and asked him if he would help me to have the celebration for my daddy and his twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he called his mother-in-law, Aunt Betty, he called her Mama.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, says, I'd be glad to. Says, you help me have it for my old mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got together with me, and we let it be known to white and black and Spanish alike that we were going to have this affair. We didn't make any solicitations, but we got the word going to a lot of them, inviting them to it. And a lot of people made contributions to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it a name, and the name I give it was the pre-birthday dinner of the Mayberry twins. And it was held June the 19th,
mm-hmm.
which pleased my father very much because he was getting to celebrate June the 19th. Mm-hmm. So I brought it back. And we had this for 5 years, A.W. and me. We had this for 5 years. And the sixth year, the Lord called A.W. and left me alone. Mm-hmm. So I went through with it the sixth year. And then my father got a little sick. And I said, Dad, I want you to kind of go to the doctor. I said, you're getting sick. I said, you'll be sick when you have your pre-birthday dinner. He said, no, I feel as well as a doctor. I said, no, you don't, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he did. One of my friends carried him to the doctor, and he wasn't feeling too good, but he made it through the birthday dinner. And I had one of my daddy's friends who was Reverend Emmy Fairchild, a white minister here. And my father liked him quite well, so we had him to speak on that day. And I got through. When he had finished talking, well, I told them that I wouldn't be having it anymore because the person who had helped me, he had gone on home, and I couldn't handle it by myself. And I went on to thank everyone who had been so kind to us to help us to have it. And I told them that would be the last year. And I said, I don't know. I was determined to have it this year. But something inside told me, and I knew the reason why, that I wanted to have it. And what come up inside of me was that I wouldn't have a father the next year. Mm-hmm. That was inside of me. Mm-hmm. And I was determined to have this because I felt that that would be the last year that I would have a father. And sure enough, it so happened that after we had the dinner, June the 19th, I believe it was in July, I think it was in July, the latter part of July, we had to put him in the hospital. And from then on until September the 24th, he lingered and he passed away. Mm-hmm. So that was what was in me. Mm-hmm. It was hid down there, but I really didn't know really what it was, but that was what it was. The Lord took him.
But y'all have that big celebration every year.
We had it every year for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And after he passed away, well, then I asked my dad's twin brother's daughter if she would like.